Tumeya Bechlal Chaya Tumeya. That a Behemoth Tumeya is also Bechlal Chaya Tumeya, and Behemoth Torah Bechlal Chaya Torah. That's what the doctrine for this pasuk. So all of them have a hekesh one to another. So after we heard this, of Loshin Azen, this Loshin Omali, that Benaz has said upon himself, that Chavala Benaz, like Oyvei, upon me myself, Benazai, Shalai Shimesh Shesh Rabbi Yishmael, how come I did not learn by Rabbi Yishmael? This was the Pshat Rabbi Yishmael, Darshan, the Psukim. So Kitcher, from these Psukim, we learn out that one has the same halacha like the other one. The Rashi says, it's like, Chavala Benaz means Hefsed Chalboli Bielam. The Talmud Vosek Kamoistia, a great Talmud like me, like Ben Azai, I did not learn from Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara explains what's behind all these Akashim over here. That Chaya Bechlal Behema. How do we take and know that a Chaya is Bechlal the halachas of a Behema, Minolam? The Pasuk says, Zois HaBehema Shetoichlu. These are the Behemas that you're allowed to eat. And right away the Torah says, Shor Sek Sofim. Sofim. Then it says, Ayel Utsri Liyachma, which are Chayas. So in the pasuk starts off Zeis Abheima, so you see that a Chaya is Nichla on the loch of a Behema. Okay, Tereza come out that Chaya is Bechlal Behema, a Chaya is Bechlal Behema. And the same thing, Behema Bechlal Chaya Minolan. How do we know to say that a Behema is in the same halachis of a Chaya? The pasuk says Zeis Achaya Shetechlu. These are the Chayas that you'll eat. And then the pasuk says Mikola Behema Asher Al Oretz that called Mafresas Parasu. So it starts off with Chaya, and right away it goes to the word of Behema. Okay, so how does it come out? That Behema, Bechlal Chaya, what you have to say is that a Behema, yes, is Bechlal Halachis of a Chaya. This is how we know the Limudim. Now the Shal is, what are they negated to? So where it says, Chaya, Tohira, Bechlal, Behema, Tohira, means the Simonim. The Torah only says the Simonim of a Behema, Tohira, by a Behema. How do we know the same Simonim apply to a Chaya? That's from this limud that Chai is Bechlal Behema. So the same simonim derived by Behema, the Mafresas Parso, Shesah Shesa, and Malagera, the same thing applies to a Chai also. After we say that Chai Temeya is Bechlal Behema Temeya, that's Lavo, that's for the Yisr Havo, you can't be Marviya, one animal on top of another one. Because even though the Torah only says the Yisr Havo, not to put one moose in another, only by Behema, but the same thing applies by Chayis also. Now, Behema Temeya Bechlal Chayit Temeya, what do we need that halacha for? Look at the Rebbe, that's for Rebbe's halacha. The Tanya learned like this. Rebbe Yomer said, Ekroni, let me read the Pasuk that Chaya, let me read the Pasuk Chaya. Behema Loma Nemra, I'll come in the same Pasuk it says the word Behema also. So the Dik is like this, that Nemra Kan Behema, it says here the word Behema Temeya. Another place, Behema Temeya. His Malahal, just like over there, Tumach Kodesh, we're talking about that the Kodesh, the Kodeshim itself, was Tamei. His Davkan here also, we're talking about Tumach Kodesh, where the Kodesh itself is Tamei. So Rashi explains like this, Ekrani Chai, Rashi, the Gabi, Korban Olav here, in the parasha of a Korban Olav Yerid, Ibn Avelis Chai Temeya, Ibn Avelis Behema Temeya. That's the Pasuk says. Now really, it would have been enough just to say Chaya. Why does it have to say the word Behema? Why does it have to say, I've been availus Chaya Temeya, I've been availus Behema Temeya? Some of you became Tom, and then you went to the Beis Hamikdash, and then you ate Kachim, that you Chaya, but Korban Eilu B'Yerid. So why in the same puzzle does it have to say both of, I've been, you touch either Nevelis Chaya or Nevelis Behema? Since he says, it's talk of the word Behema is extra, and it's for Drosha that Nemakan Behema Temeya. A person that's tummy if he's kachim, the pashas emor, the nefesh kisiga b'chotami b'tumas adam, or the behemah tumeya. So diik is mal halim b'tumas kodesh, kloima, b'tumay shochlas kodesh. Here the apostle is talking about if the person is tummy and he went to eat kachim. Is af here also, by our pasha of a korban elu v'yurid, is also the same thing. Af korban elu v'yurid, dechsiv, oi nefesh ashatiga, Umashma de Benegias Tuma Mechayiv Le Korban Oil of Yerid. The Afinim Bahai Gzeri Shava. That if you touch, if you're Tomei, and if you touch Kachim, so the Gzeri Shava tells us no. Le Mechayiv Ad Yocho Kodesh. You're not Chayiv unless that you're Tomei, and then you eat Kachim. Or you Kornis Le Mikdash. So for this purpose, we have to have this Gzeri Shava, this Hekesh. That's Rebbe's Limut. Now the Gemara says, Behema Torah, Bechlal Chaya Torah. What does that mean to say? That they had before that a Behema Torah is Bechlal Chaya Torah. That's Li Yitzira. That's for the Pasha of Yitzira. Rashi says, the Gabi Chayek Siv Yitzira Vayetzer Hashem Lakim in Adama. Kol Chayes Asoda. So therefore, not only Chayes, what in Behemoth also. For now, if Kimina Rashi says, Lamapelis min Behemoth Chaya. If you map the min behemah chayev yoyf, then soon see the chomer of meya tervas vlad aleim. If an ish's mapul of uber that looks like a chaya or like a behemah like a oif, she has tumas leda, and therefore the mother has to sit. You may tumah, you may tyra. The minimum of pelt the more says leda nida my time. What's the reason of meya? Hoyu benema be yitzira kiyotim. Since it says the word yitzira by behemah like an adam, therefore not only behemah. Who are din chayir also? That's what this halacha is, that a behemoth Torah is bechlal chayir Torah li yitzira. Titnan, the Gemara says, Nam, we learn like this. Hamapelis min behemoth, an isha is mapel, has a miscarriage, and when it comes out, the fetus looks like an animal, or else like a chayir, or else like a leaf, like a bird. So, bein temeim, bein terim, whether it look like behemoth chayis oifas terim or temeim, still im zochor teshav zochor. If what came out is looks like a zocher, she has hilchus tumah like a regular zocher ben adam. And if the nekeva comes out like a female, is teishel in a nekeva, she has tumah like a nekeva. What's going to be any day? Let's say she's not sure what it is, whether it looks like a zocher or a nekeva. Then teishel a zocher in a nekeva, she has to go to chumra both ways. Diva Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. So even though she's only mapel a dumus of a behema, still she has tumah later. The Chachomim, the Chachomim say no. Kol Sheinu Mitzuras Adam. Anytime the fetus does not look like an Adam, is Eino Vlad. It's not called a Vlad. So what's for Meir Shita that no? That since it says the word Yitzira by Behem, it says the word Yitzira by Adam. We learn out Ladodi to say that an Isha would have Tumas Leida, even though the kid looks like a Behem. Now the Gemara says the Rabbanim is so high kru alomali. According to Rabbanan, then what do we have to say? Because you say behemoth bechlal chay. What do we need it for? There's no din of yisir according to him. So what do you have to say? Behemoth Torah is bechlal chay Torah for. So then echnami kulu lekarev yudiyosta. According to Rabbanan, those things comes from Rabbi Jerusham. That teach us that what we're talking about the korban the ilu biyurid is talking about a case where the person himself was tamei and then either he ate kachim or else he went into the base of Midish. So the kids, that's how we know these drosha, these halachas, behema bechlal chaya, chaya bechlal behema, and what the different halachas on the geya too. Now the Mishnah says, ha'isha shemeis v'lodo b'teich miyeho. Let's say an isha that was pregnant, and now the fetus died inside the womb of the mother. U'poshta chayes yoda. Now a midwife put her hands inside the womb, v'noga boy, and she touched this mace, she touched the uba mace. The locher is hachayit tamei and echnami. The chayit, the midwife that touches it, she touched the mace, and therefore she's tamei. Tumah shiva, she's tamei for 7 days. But the isha itself is Torah, still remains Torah. Achiyotz of blood until the blood goes out. Kozman, the blood is inside the womb, inside her, it's like delua. So even though there's a mace inside her, still she does not become tamei. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabbo. Kishem shetuma bluya ena metamo. The same like it says in our Mishnah, that this tuma, this uba, this mace, that's blua swallowed up in the mother's stomach. It's not metama the mother. It's kachishna, the same thing, tohoira. Blua, if you swallowed up something that's tor, you swallow, let's say, a ring, and then you go into an oil hamace, even though the person becomes tamei, but ena metama. But it does not become tamei. The ring itself does not become tamei since it's belua. It's inside the person, even though the person becomes tamei, but not what's inside him. Now the Gemara says, tuma belua minolan. How do we know this? You said that the tuma itself is belua, swallowed up in the person. It's not metama. The tuma doesn't go out. The pasuk says, for yoicha min nevelosa is yichavis begodet. If a person ate from a nevelo, he becomes tamei. And then he goes to the mikvah, and Harash Shemesh, right away, he becomes Tor. He goes to the mikvah, but Harash Shemesh, he becomes Tor. Now, Mila Yaskin, are we talking about? The Yochal Somach Leshkiya Sachama. That the person ate the nevela right before Shkiya. So like the nevela is still inside his body. is so, a Kamarach Monasudu Torah says, Tor, that he has a right to go to the mikveh and become Tor. Aye, then the veil is still inside him. Elamai, that's the proof that since it's swallowed up inside him, it's not metama, tumma blue, does not go out. So Moros says, no, but Duma, maybe here there's no proof, but Duma, Shan Yos, maybe here it's different. Dolechazi lager, here it's not fit for ger. That once you swallow the food, it's not fit to be eaten anymore. So that's why it has no tumma, not because it's blue, but it's not fit to be an eichel anymore. So Moros says, that depends. Honicha l'Rebbe Yochanan. It's good according to Rebbe Yochanan Shita Diyom that he says, Achazu v'yachazu ad l'kelef. That it has to be edible as long as it's, what degree is it not fit to lose its din tumma, if it's not fit for kelef teat. Says so, here the mice, even though you swallow this, it's still, if you spit it up, it's still fit for dogs to eat it. So it still has tumma's novella on it. Says go, it's good, the proof, shop, you bring a good proof that why isn't tumma go out? Elamai, because it's tumma blua. That's good according to Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that achazu was ad lekelef. So the nevela has no tumor, still has tumor, calls the man it's fit to be eaten for a dog, even though a ger would not eat it. But as long as the dog would eat it, it would have tumor. So how come the tumor doesn't go out of the person? Elamai, it's a raya, tumor blue is not metama. But ela, but according to Labar Poda, according to Labar Poda, the Yom Rih says, no, tumor chamura la ger. A tumor chamura is only has tumor, calls the man it's fit for a ger, a person to eat. If it's not fit for person to eat it anymore, it has no tumma blue, it has no tumma chamura. I mean, saying there's no abba tumma, like by tumma's nevela. If the nevela is not fit for ger teat, it has no tumma anymore. For tumma kala, simple tumma the rabbonin, or tumma of an arishon, or else it means to metam oichlo namashkin, even arishon, the shenu metam oichlo namashkin, then take it's adla kelev. If so, according to Bapodo, Mishum Lechoz Legeru, the reason why here it's not Metama you is because this novella is not fit for Ger Teet, since you swallowed it already, or another person will not eat it. So Moros says, still no. Nehidu Lechaz, if somebody would see you spit it out, he would not eat this. But Shle Befonav Mechsechaz Yilei. But if the other person does not see you spit it out, like if you would spit out this novella, and then wash it off and give it to somebody else to eat, he was still eat it, still called edible. So still it should have tumas nevela on it. So how come the locher is allowed to go to the mikvah and become Torah at night? That's the raya, tumma blua is not metama. So Moros says true, very good. So for Ashkechom we found tumma blua. We found that tumma blua is like a tor. It's not metama. But how do you know the other way? That Torah blua, let's say you swallow something, you swallow a ring, and then you go into an oil hames. Minolon, that what's inside you does not become tamei. So Moros says, this is the kal v'chomer. Uma kli cheres, mada a regular earthly kli. Hamukiv tzamin posel, if you seal it tight, it has a tight seal on top of it. Sheina matzala tumas shebetoichoi milatamei. That you should know, if you have an avatum inside this kli cheres, we have a mace, a kazayas of a mace, inside this kli cheres, the tum is still boikas v'yitzat, the tum still goes out through it. The Yamama, because we learned in Mishnah Esnoilis, that Tumma Ritzutzom, when you have a Tumma Sanes, and it's Ritzutzom means there's no Mechitza on top of it, there's no oil, there's no Pasech Tefach on top of it. So the Tumma shoots out, is Bekas V'yol Ad Rekiyah. Yamama shoots out to the Rekiyah. Still the Locher is Matzil Al Tayrish Shebatoichoi Milatamei. Let's say you put this Klicheris inside an oil Hames, inside the room that Hames is there. And there's food inside this klicheres. As long as it's tight, sealed, if it's sealed tight, the tumor does not go into it. So you see that something protects it, the tumor does not go in, but still the tumor shoots out. If so, Adam, when a person swallows the tumor itself,